Hey folks, welcome to Rally TV. I'm Rick Green. I'm with my best friend, Nettie Reyna.
Welcome. It is part four of Let's Go. I hope you went back and watched one, two, and three, part one, two, three. We're on four, and it's been good. It's been different, but like I said, it's been a ride, but it's been a good ride, so we can go.
That's right. So we've been talking about go. Jesus told us to go.
Yes.
And our response should be, let's go.
Yes.
But we also talked about this. We need to be very watchful and to listen, because you know the Bible talks about those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons and daughters of God. We need to be watchful that we're only going because Jesus said, let's go.
Yes.
And I heard this maybe two shows ago. Don't be driven by opportunity. Don't go because you'll become more famous. Don't go because you want more followers.
That's right.
That's not what Jesus is talking about. We're talking about going so we can bear fruit for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
For the Father's glory when we bear much fruit. So we're talking about going. Our response should be, let's go. Jesus said, go.
Yes.
Let's go. But we also said, some people would say, should we go? Some others would say, is it safe to go? And someone else might say, I'll go if you go. I guess this is where you would say where it separates the boys from the men.
Yes.
Our response should be, Jesus, because you said go, let's go. And I know if I go, you'll go. I'll see you. I'll hear you. You'll meet me there. And we'll see signs, wonders, miracles, and breakthroughs. That's pretty much everything we talked about so far. All right, Nettie, I want to look at something. I want to get into some scriptures. And I want to get into, I've been trying to get to our goal, what God is telling us to do. All right, Nettie, let's start on Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 again. And we just pick it up from there. How's that sound?
Okay. Okay, this is where we started. Let's show one. Matthew 28, 16 says, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them.
So you only want to go where Jesus appoints you to go. For instance, he told the disciples, the 11 disciples, meet me in the mountain.
Yes.
That's where he was going to be. If they would have went to the Sea of Galilee, if they would have went to the desert, they would not have seen Jesus there. So the only place you're going to see the hand of God is in the place that he's telling you to go. All right, now let's go to verse 17.
And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted.
So two things I want to talk about here. Well, three things. Number one, if you go where Jesus is telling you to go, you'll see him. He'll be there.
Amen.
You ever heard that saying, man, God was here tonight.
Let's say,
let's say you had a meeting and it was off the hook, off the chain, off the chart. Then you go to Denny's afterwards to eat and you all say this, man, God was there, man. Man, God showed up, man. God showed up, you know? That's what you want.
Yes, because you saw him. He met you there. That's what you want.
Because he told you to do it. You know, thinking about the rally conference that we did in 23. That rally conference was for me. You know, it was Reverend Stephen Dufresne, myself, you, and Pastor Morgan, and rally worship. Let me tell you, God showed up.
Yes, he did.
And I'll prove it. Because I go over those notes all the time. And I always tell Jesus, Jesus, this conference was for me. Because we talked about no more symptoms.
Healing.
And healing.
Health and everything.
God delivering us from past injuries, past heart attacks, past strokes. That meeting was of God. All right? God showed up. We did it. We went. We go. People came.
Amen.
All right. So you'll see God. Uh-huh. Let me give you this thought really quick. You will see Jesus in the place that you're appointed to go. Mm-hmm. Some will worship and some will not. Meaning, if you go to the place mm-hmm. that God tells you to go and to be obedient, to do what he's asking you to do, uh-huh. you'll worship him. You'll uh-huh. give him praise and glory. But still, there's a lot of people, Nettie, who have an attitude like, nah, I don't want to be yes. here. You won't see God then.
They won't.
They won't.
They won't see him and they won't worship him.
Let me say this. Mm. You'll also see the blessing. Mm-hmm. You'll see the blessing. You'll see favor. Mm-hmm. You'll see provision. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. All right. Now, let's go to verse 18.
Yes.
All right. Now, we're gaining some ground here.
Uh-huh. Yes, we are. Okay, verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Something very big here. Mm-hmm. If you go to the place that Jesus appoints you to go to, he'll speak to you. Mm. Okay, let's kind of look at this. So when they got to the mountain,
yes,
to the place Jesus told them to go to,
uh-huh.
what took place here? Read it again.
And Jesus
spoke.
Came.
Use the word spoke.
Okay.
There.
Jesus came and he spoke unto them.
So God will speak to you. Now listen. Now, Nettie, you're going to have to help me here. God is dealing with some of you to go to certain conferences this year in 2024. God is telling some of you to go do some things this year. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use the word conferences.
It was some rallies.
Rallies. Mm-hmm. If you go, God will speak to you. Mm-hmm. One word from God can change your life forever.
Amen.
But, okay, so, the Holy Ghost just, this room is filled with the presence of God. We just did a motorcycle trip, 11 pastors. Mm-hmm. We went to a church service, and I invited one pastor to go. He goes, no, I don't want to go. That's the first thing. He said, I don't want to go. I don't do that sissy stuff, is what he said. I said, look, pastor, you need to go. I said, do me a favor. Pray and ask God if you should go with us. Go in your car. We'll ride our motorcycles. Uh-huh. All I'm asking you is to pray. He goes, no, I don't do that sissy stuff, spending the night in hotels with all these guys. He's messing around. Uh-huh. I said, just do me a favor and ask God if you should go. He did. Mm. He prayed and God told him to go.
Amen.
Then he goes, matter of fact, God told me if I go, he'll speak to me
there.
That's
right. Uh-huh.
And guess what happened?
God spoke
to him.
So he worshiped the Lord probably.
And he worshiped the Lord. Listen,
amen.
If you go to the place that he tells you to go, he'll speak to you.
Oh, yes.
All right. Let me see.
Read verse 18 again?
No, I want to go to verse 19 now. Okay. Now, I want to get here. Okay, go ahead, Nate. Read verse 19.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Okay, so this is where we're getting this teaching from. Jesus appointed his disciples to a certain location so they could see him, so he could speak to them. And this is what he said. Mm-hmm. Read verse 19 again.
Go.
That's it. Uh-huh. Go. Mm-hmm. This was the message that Jesus was giving his disciples and to us before he was airlifted into heaven again. Mm-hmm. And this is it in a nutshell. Go.
Yeah.
Go. But look what he told us to go do in the go. Read it very slowly.
Go ye therefore. And teach.
Teach first.
Uh-huh.
In your going, you'll do some teaching.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Whenever you go, whenever you obey God and go, you'll be able to teach. Mm-hmm. Teach somebody.
Yes.
What the Father has taught you.
Amen.
And what you'll teach them will set you free. You know, we've been going to Southwest Believers Convention for almost 40 years. 40 years, matter of fact.
40 years.
But it used to be the West Coast Believers Convention. We started, started going to the Southwest Believers Convention.
Yes.
For 40 years, we've been going. 40 years, Jesus has been speaking to us. Mm-hmm. But go.
Yes.
One time you asked me, Nettie, you said, Rick, where's all the people that used to go to the Southwest Believers Convention? Mm-hmm. My response is, I don't know. They stopped coming. Mm-hmm. They stopped going. Mm-hmm. If you stop going, you'll stop hearing. Yes. And you'll stop seeing.
Amen.
Okay, so real quick, once again, start that scripture.
Go ye therefore.
Go ye therefore.
And teach all nations.
So the reason why Jesus is telling us to go, Nettie, so we can teach.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I want to say this right now. Teach this. Lost man, mm-hmm. you don't have to be lost no more. Sick man,
amen.
You don't have to be sick no more. Mm-hmm. And poor man, you don't have to be poor no more. Mm. It's so important for us to go and teach this
Good
message.
News.
Listen, we'll be right back. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to finish this thing. Don't go nowhere.
Thank you for watching Rally TV today. We believe you're enjoying the message. For more information about Rally Ministry, visit rallymin.org. Stay connected with us through our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and X. There you'll be informed on what's happening from events to encouraging messages and new episodes of Rally TV. Like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just search Rally Ministry. There you will find past and current episodes of Rally TV plus live stream events. We have a podcast available on all podcast platforms. Just search for Rally Ministry. There you will have a weekly teaching just for you. Are you in the Los Angeles area? Join us for our once a month meeting called Rally LA. There we gather once a month to encourage you in faith. For more information, visit rallymin.org. And now let's get back to the show.
Okay, folks, welcome back. Listen, we're getting somewhere here.
Yes.
I want to go back, Nettie, to verse 19. The reason that Jesus is telling us to go, mm-hmm. there's a reason behind it.
Amen.
He has a plan. Mm-hmm. There'll be some results.
Yes.
There'll be a manifestation of God's kingdom mm-hmm. here on earth. Mm-hmm. So important to go. So yes. Go ahead now, read it. Verse 19 one more time.
It says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Now, baptizing, it does mean baptizing in water, but it also means teach people to do away with the old man mm-hmm. and allow the new man to come up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Teach a message mm-hmm. that will cause transformation
Amen.
In people's lives. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We yes. need to go and preach and mm-hmm. teach mm-hmm. so there'll be a transformation in people's lives.
Yes.
If me and you don't go, people's lives will never be transformed. I'm thinking of the people of New York right now. Mm-hmm. Think of all the people that we have touched in New York, going for 10 years preaching the gospel, taking volunteers from around the world. Oh, it costs us a lot of money. But you know what? That's our goal. And mm-hmm. think of all the lives that have been touched. Mm-hmm. Teaching them that they can win in Christ.
Yes.
Your goal has a vision. Your goal will reveal the kingdom of God here on earth and in people's mm-hmm. lives. All right, I feel like preaching.
Amen.
Okay, let me say this real quick. Jesus is telling us to go into all nations. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You might not be able to go into all nations, but you can sow into other ministries they are. For instance, the Victory Channel. Mm-hmm. You can sow into the Victory Channel. Because mm-hmm. the Victory Channel goes into all nations. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. So go into all nations. Mm-hmm. Jesus wants us to teach. Mm-hmm. And again, what he wants us to teach is Luke 4:18. Let me just uh-huh. go over that one more time. This is the message. Lost man, you don't mm-hmm. have to be lost no more. Sick man, you don't have to be sick no more. And poor man, guess what? You don't mm-hmm. have to be poor no more. We Amen. Have to go and preach this message, teach this message. Mm-hmm. Now, Nettie, let's go to verse 20.
Okay, verse 20 says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you.
Now let me say this, Nettie. This scripture that you're reading right now has been the foundation scripture for Rally Ministry we've been full-time 22 years, but we started Rally Ministry close to 40 years ago. And this was the scripture that he gave us, right here. Matthew chapter 28, starting at verse 16. This is what he gave us to go. Mm-hmm. And we've been going since. So let me read what you read. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Another way to say that is, go teach people, Rick, what I have taught you. Mm-hmm. Rick and Eddie.
Yes.
Go and tell people what I told you.
And that's what one of the ways is through Rally TV.
Exactly. This is what, this is in the word go right here.
Yes.
This is, I'm trying to sum this up.
Uh-huh.
Your go has a reason.
Mm-hmm.
What God is asking you to do, where God is asking you to go, it has a reason behind it.
Yes.
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. So go tell people what Jesus told you. Teach people what Jesus have taught you. For instance, you don't have to be sick no more.
Yes.
You don't have to be poor no more. You don't have to be lost no more. You don't have to deal with stress and fear and anxiety no more.
That's right.
We need to go. Mm-hmm. Now, Nettie, I need to go right here really fast. I want to talk about this really quick. Our goal. Our G-O.
Rally Ministry.
Rally Ministry. What's our goal?
Mm-hmm.
Where has Jesus told us to go?
Uh-huh.
All right. Why don't you read the list? There's a list 1 through 12.
Mm-hmm.
Read that list and I'll talk about them with a couple minutes we have left. This is our goal.
Yeah.
Now, anyone that's a partner with Rally Ministry, you're a partner with this goal.
Yeah.
You might not be able to go with us, but your seed sowing, you're going with us.
Yes.
Right here. Go ahead, Nettie.
This is where you're going. Mm-hmm. Number one is Rally Partners. And that's you watching. So Rally Partners is people we reach. Rally California, 6 this year in 2024. Rally Short Films, which will be releasing a launch release that'll be this year.
Mm-hmm.
Rally TV, which you're watching right now. Rally LA, our monthly meeting that we do once a month. And then Rally Letters.
Wow.
Every month we send out a letter to our partners. Rick and Eddie's podcast. Everything that we teach goes on all podcast forms.
But I do a podcast live on Wednesday.
You do a Facebook one.
A Facebook, and you do one on Friday Instagram. On Instagram.
But all of our teachings as well here are on all podcast platforms. And then rally conferences that we do every when the Lord tells us to go do one, we do one. And books. Rick has some books, and then we both have one that we're working on right now as well. And then traveling, preaching, when we go to different places to preach. Rally Studio, and then Rally Films, will be making, or where we will be making more films.
Think about that.
So those are the goals that we need to go do, and that we're doing.
Now, this is our list. Now, I honestly been seeking the Lord about this, over this list.
Yes.
Because I want to make sure that in this list, it's the place that Jesus has appointed us to go, because I'll see him.
Yes.
He'll speak to us there. He'll manifest himself there. He'll pay for it.
Amen. That's right.
He'll bless the people. He'll save the people.
Yes.
The sick man will be healed. The lost man will be saved.
Yes.
And the poor man will get revelation. He don't have to be poor no more. Now, this list, Nettie, this list, is our list.
Yes.
I'm not adding anything to this list. I want to become a rap star,
no.
a rock star. I want to become a Christian singing artist. Listen, folks, I don't want to put anything else on my list that is not God. That's what we've been talking about. Only go where he's telling you to go.
Amen.
And he'll bless it. Mm-hmm. Now, there's something on this list I want to talk about for the last 2 minutes. Listen. Mm-hmm. Raleigh, California. Mm-hmm. Last year in 2023, the Lord asked us to go mm-hmm. and do one.
Yes.
And I never forget it. Mm-hmm. Right before we were going to do this rally, my children asked me, Dad, is this like a one-time deal mm-hmm. or are we going to do more? Mm-hmm. I said, I don't know. He hasn't told me. Nettie, we walked on stage. Mm-hmm. And I heard the word of the Lord. And I announced to the people, mm-hmm. in 2024, the Lord's asking us to do 6 Raleigh, California. Uh-huh. I said, Lord, you gotta be kidding me. He goes, will you go? Mm-hmm. I said, yes, Lord. So I made that announcement. After the rally, pastors came up to me and said, hey, if you're gonna do one, we wanna sponsor it. We want you to come to our county, our part of California. So mm-hmm. this year, mm-hmm. we're going. Mm-hmm. We're loading up the stage, the trucks, the sound, everything that it takes to do outreaches, to do rallies, and we're going to go, and we're going to see Jesus there. Jesus is going to show up, and he's going to manifest himself. Mm-hmm. Lives will be changed forever.
Yes.
I'm telling you, this is our goal. Mm-hmm.
One of our goals.
One of our goals, yeah. But I have a list uh-huh. in front of me, though. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And I know what to pray over.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And in between these goals, mm-hmm. we're resting.
Yes.
We're spending time with our family. Mm-hmm. We're on a motorcycle trip.
Exactly.
We're going to the movies. Mm-hmm. We're going to dinner.
Yep.
My wife is getting her fingernails done, her toenails, while I sit in the car and drink a Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Uh-huh. That's what I enjoy doing. Uh-huh. But we got to go.
We go.
Jesus mm-hmm. is coming back. Mm-hmm. And he wants every part of the body to obey him. Mm-hmm. Pastors, I'm asking you in Jesus' name, mm-hmm. stir yourself up. Stir mm-hmm. your congregation up. Get the go.
Yes.
From the Father. Mm-hmm. Seek God's kingdom first in all his righteousness. And everything you need will be added to you. It's mm-hmm. in the go. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to add before we close out here?
No. Go. No.
Go. Let's go.
Go.
Some would say, should we go?
Yeah.
Some would say, is it safe to go? Mm. But Rick and Nettie say, let's go. God bless you folks. We'll see you next time here on Rally TV. You know, that's all I keep hearing, Eddie. Go, go, go. You know, that's what we're talking about. Jesus, yes. The last thing he told his mm-hmm. disciples before he went to heaven was go.
Yes.
And you know what? This is what we're doing here on Rally TV mm-hmm. or Rally Ministry.
Yes.
You know, we have a list. Uh-huh. We have a list of things that God has called us to do.
Yes.
And I told Nettie, we're just going to stick with our list.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you why. There's grace for our list.
Exactly.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day as well, Nettie. We tithe and sow into a lot of ministries. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, some of you that are watching, we send offerings every month. We tithe into other yes. ministries. Because we can't go where they go. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever they do something, I mean, we physically can't go.
Yes.
But we're with them mm-hmm. through our giving.
That's right.
You know, I'm thinking of Kevin Kozak, mm-hmm. his ministry, MXers for Jesus. Uh-huh. They travel the whole country
Amen.
With a semi-truck, mm-hmm. An RV-type semi-truck. And they go to all the motocross yes. races. And what they do, they set up camp and they have church
Amen.
On Sunday morning. I'm going to tell you why. Uh-huh. Because these motorcycle racers, motocross, mm-hmm. they race on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So what he does, he brings church to them.
Yes.
Well, I can't go with them, but we support them
Amen.
Every month.
Yes.
You know, the Victory Channel, mm-hmm. and the list goes on and
yes.
on.
Yes, amen.
Partnership is so important.
That's right.
What I'm saying, Eddie, is we have a list of things uh-huh. that we do here. For instance, we've been talking about Raleigh, California. Mm-hmm. We're doing 6 major crusades this year.
Yes,
they're called Raleigh, California. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about them on the TV show. We're excited about it.
Exactly.
Nettie, we're not done with our films. Mm-hmm. Rally Films.
That's right.
I know the other day I was talking to you about this, and you something came up in your spirit big about Rally Films. Talk about that.
Yes, we have some short films that we have not launched yet, and we have some feature films that we did. So this summer, I was telling Rick we need to do a summer launch. And you know, so what we're doing, Rally Ministry, we have a list, and we've been talking about it on these episodes. It is to go out and to reach people. Rick and I on Rally TV, not only on Rally TV, we're teaching you how to live a victorious life. Then we have Rally LA, a monthly meeting in person where we can help build your faith and help you with your assignment. And then there's the film department. And the reason why the film, because every one of you has a device, you're watching Rally TV on a device right now. So we want to get the word out every way and every form through building your faith or through TVs, through short films. So pay attention, follow Rally Ministry, because you'll be hearing more about launching our short films and our feature films. It is time to get the gospel out, to get the word out in every available voice and every form and every platform. So that's what we're going to be doing. And there's many things. Our list is grand, but it's okay. And that's what we are called to do. And you, our partners as well, our viewers, can be a part of this as well by partnering up through finances, through coming and joining and being a part through prayer. It is so important that we are all doing the Great Commission.
You know, you said Rally Films. Mm-hmm. That's where Rally Studios comes in.
Yes.
I'm telling you, you know, we talked about due season.
Uh-huh.
We're very close to possessing Rally Studios.
Yes,
I believe
exactly.
That with all my heart. Now, Rally Studio is that place in Hollywood mm-hmm. where we can film Rally TV, we can film movies, we can film short films, we can hold monthly meetings
yes.
there, we can do red carpets mm-hmm. there, we can film the gospel
that's right.
there at Rally Studio. So continue praying and uh-huh. partnering with us. And I'll be bold enough to say this, if you have a building in Los Angeles, California,
that's right.
And you want to bless us with it, uh-huh. we'll take it and we'll turn it in to Rally Studios. I said that, Nettie, because the other day you told me that mm-hmm. we were driving.
Yes.
We were talking about Rally Studios. You said someone has a building.
Yes.
So if you have a building
that's
and you
right.
want us to use it, we'll use it for the kingdom of God.
Amen. There's a lot of buildings, Rick, out yeah. there that are just not being used. And why not? Take it. We got the kingdom of God. We have things to do, so we take our studio.
Another thing is the rally letter. Every mm-hmm. month, Nettie, we send a partner letter.
That's right.
We have a word in there. We also show and tell.
Mm-hmm.
We show what we're doing and what God has done, and we also talk about it. We tell about
Amen.
It.
Amen. And continue to send your emails to us. We receive them and we pray for you. Mm-hmm. A lot of you send prayer requests, and we are in agreement with you. Again, stay connected with us through rallymen.org. Through our social sites, you will find out what we're doing, where we're going, and what's happening there.
All right, we call you blessed, and we want to say thank mm-hmm. you for praying for us. Thank you for coming to our meetings. Thank
yes.
you for partnering with
Amen.
Us in finance. We speak the 100-fold return back mm-hmm. to you. God bless you.